Hi, and welcome to our Health and Wellness Podcast, Episode 3. I'm Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
And we're Pauliano.
Pauliano, hashtag Pauliano.
Hashtag Pauliano. Look us up.
Look us up.
Now, today, we have a few different topics to discuss, the first of which being bad habits that people have, but more importantly, how to quit them, because a lot of people say that, but it's really hard.
Yeah, it is. Like, I mean, I know all my bad habits, but I just...
I just don't care.
No, I care. Because sometimes you get like motivated and you do well for like 2-3 days and then it gets hard or you get like hungry or you it's just easy.
Or you just feel like you can't.
Yeah. And it's like that's why it's a habit. You know, it just it's something that you do almost without even thinking about it.
I think that it is. And you know, a lot of it is people are used to just doing what's comfortable.
Right.
And it's easier, you know, it's just easier to continue than it is to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And if you try to stop, there's a possibility that you'll fail. And that scares a lot of people because nobody wants to face the failure.
Right.
You know, there's all these different factors that come into it. So let's get into a few bad habits and then we'll jump into how to quit.
Okay.
Okay.
So some bad habits that people that are pretty common is even with all the research, it's really interesting.
Yeah.
But smoking.
Yeah.
And a lot of people
still
do smoke.
Right?
Yeah. And but the thing is I think nowadays a lot of like the younger generation,
mm-hmm.
like our generation, I don't know why I said that like I'm really old, but but it's like vaping.
Oh yeah.
And like you know, like hookah. And so it's still
tobacco.
Yeah, it's still the same
thing. And it's vapor. I remember when someone told me once they were trying to like coax me into it, I guess, you
mm-hmm.
know, they were like, oh, it's not illegal. Like you should just do it. And I was like, no, I don't want to. And they were like, what are you afraid? It's just water vapor. I was like, water? You're putting water in your lungs? Isn't that called drowning?
Yeah.
I'm right. Like I
so, well, and it's just, I don't know. It's, I think with vaping, with a lot of things, it's just kind of like a trend. So more people are just hopping on that bandwagon.
I agree. And you know, but the one that stuns me even more, though,
mm-hmm.
is people eating bad, non-nutritious food.
Yeah.
And the craziest part to me is it's really expensive food, too. Like, have you ever – I meal prep, and I make my, you know, chicken breast, brown rice. I'll do veggies, maybe beans sometimes if I have the time because they take forever to cook.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on average, for me to make one of those meals is like a little under $2. For me.
Oh, so you're actually saving money.
Saving a lot of money. Well, not just that, but I'm actually giving my body food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I go to McDonald's. I spend like $11 for, you know, for 10 nuggets, some fries, and like a drink.
Right.
And, you know, technically, I'm not even doing my body a favor. So it's like I'm wasting
$10.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand it.
So, but I think, like, because it's a habit. It's a habit.
Yeah.
Especially for a lot of people. Like, it's... like a habit on it's part of your routine,
right?
So like if it's on your way to work, then you know that
or it's a comfort thing. Like have you ever done that thing where you're not really that hungry but you're on your way to work and you're like, oh well, I might be hungry later, so maybe I should just stop and grab
exactly
something.
Or it's just like on the way, so it's like I'm quick. Or you have maybe if you've left early and you have some time
you
to
have
kill.
Some time exactly mm-hmm. or some money to burn,
right? Yeah. Payday,
right?
Everybody just goes crazy when it's payday and they forget that they have like 13 more days
exactly.
to live.
Yeah, like every other Friday, the McDonald's lines are extra long.
Yeah.
But then like 10 days later, they're really short.
Really? Exactly. So, but those are just some things, you know, like bad habits like smoking or just bad eating and things like that. Or not even just bad, like eating poorly. Because some people, I mean, you could be like a vegan and mm-hmm. still not.
Yeah, no.
You know, you can be overweight no matter what kind of
Definitely.
Diet that you're on.
Or just undernourished.
Or, mm-hmm.
I have a friend who's a vegetarian, not a vegan, but she eats terrible. Like she's against eating meat, but she eats mostly.
Everything else?
Well, I mean, it's fine, but she eats like cheese fries and like.
Yeah,
you know, and,
chips.
And, yeah, and chips. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, that can't be good for you.
Right.
You know?
It's
just,
technically.
Like just eat an animal. It's okay. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No.
No.
No, but just, you can eat leaner though. You know?
Right.
Veggies.
Like, yeah, because you can eat bad foods no matter what. Type of like that can fit into like any
exactly.
kind of diet almost.
Yeah, like I'm not at all a vegetarian, but sometimes I happen to eat meals that are vegetarian, like there's no meat in it, there's
right.
you know, beans, rice and stuff. It makes a good burrito, but
mm-hmm.
you know, all the cheese and all the thing is all the sugar, all the salt, all these different things that add up to like a, you know, it's just
right.
not worth it.
Right. And so I've found that for myself, at least, is when you're trying to like break these kind of habits, it's really good to have a really good support system. Like everybody has to
yeah.
be on board, especially like if you live with more than one, like even if you live with one person, like if it's your spouse, your friend, or if you live at home, your coworkers and things, like the more people that you have on board to help push you towards your goal or what your it is that you're trying to quit, it helps, because then when you need like extra motivation, they're there for you.
That's true.
And they're not like going to hinder you either, because they're not going to tempt you. Like your friends, if you have really good friends that support you and you're saying, okay, I want to say quit smoking,
right,
and things like that, and you guys are all hanging out and you're like, okay, I need a quick smoke break or whatever, yep, they're going to be like, no, like, remember.
Especially when people have the nerve, like, you know, you'll tell them, look, I want to quit smoking. And then you try to smoke and they stop you. And then you get frustrated with them. And you're
right.
You know?
Well, and, you know, it's really interesting because a couple of summers ago, I had shoulder surgery. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I was like really overweight and things like that. And I told my mom before the surgery, I was like, you know, I don't want to be like this way when I go back to school. Like, mm-hmm, I was like, I want you guys to like help me. And we actually had to tell everyone in my family, like, yeah, my niece, my nephew, everyone, even if Pauline cries, like, even if I scream at you, because like my niece and my nephew, they're babies, so like if I would have been like, go get those cookies, let's share some, they would have been like, okay, great, like, you know. So everybody had to be on board, and that was the only way I was able to be successful, was because even on those days when I was like, do you guys not love me? Like,
oh, know? Wow. I was going to say.
I was pretty.
I bet it was more like, go get those cookies.
And it was like, you know, during the summertime. But then at the same time, it was hard for them too, because then they would feel bad. Like if they went to go get Cold Stone, they'd be like, they would try to hide it.
Yeah,
from me.
It's not easy. But you know what though? You make a good point, because for me, when I was living on my own, it was so easy to keep my diet, because the simple trick, if it's an eating habit, the simple thing is just don't even buy the other stuff.
Right.
Because, you know, when it's like late at night and you're hungry and you want...
You won't reach for
right.
it because you don't have
it. It's not there. And you don't... It's not worth going to the store at that moment. So you're like, you know what? No, I'll just eat this. Mm-hmm. And you kind of save yourself from yourself.
Exactly.
But when now I live with... You know, my sister moved up here from Baja, and she's living with me for a little while. And she... I mean, with the kids, she has like cereal and all these different
right.
things. And sometimes I want it so bad and it's hard to say no.
But, and you just see it and you just want it.
Yeah. Or
and
like... Or I'll make my meal prep and then I come home and it's all gone. And I'm like... Oh
yeah. Yeah. So it does help when like everybody's on the same page. And like
right.
with me, everybody... Like... And my poor brother, one of my brothers, he's really kind. And I did coax him once into giving me a bite of a cookie because I like started crying and he just felt so bad. But I knew like it would work on him, you know, because he's so good to me. So but then and he told me, he's like, I'm only going to give you one bite. Like he was like, just because I really don't want you to like
to relapse,
just have a breakdown, you know. But then after that, I was like, fine. And it was fine the rest of the summer.
You know, and that sounds fun like a joke, but sugar is that addicting.
It is.
You know,
and it makes it's terrible.
Isn't that scary, though?
It is.
Like,
it
I always
is.
Tell people, I mean, isn't that weird to you? You're eating something that's addictive to your body.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always, I don't really drink coffee. You know,
I'm addicted to coffee.
Well, the only coffee I drank last week was your coffee that I was drinking.
Oh.
But,
I always come in here with coffee.
And I drink it because I'm...
It's bad.
You know, sleeping in dog parks is not very fun. But it's not like great for you, and it's creepy to me that when you don't have it, you start to like need it.
Yes,
I don't like that. I don't like the idea of being codependent on something.
On something, mm-hmm.
I try to minimize my dependencies as much as I can.
Right,
which is why I like to be alone. Which is why I like to not, you know,
because then you're not tempted.
Right, which is weird. Like you're not just Pauline anymore. Now you're Pauline plus coffee.
Right.
Because if you don't have it, then you're not even Pauline. Like, it's it's weird, you know? I don't like the idea of that. So my trick is, if you drink water when you're getting sleepy, drink like 5-6 gulps. It's a lot of water, but you just wake right up. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because your body's starting to work now or...
And, well, if you're dehydrated, you get tired.
Yeah.
And cranky, too. So sometimes
right.
it's just even... You just need that water because
yeah.
you're just dehydrated
it's
and your body's just
it's like
tired.
A double shot because you you drink the water, you wake up, and then, you know, 2 minutes later you have to pee really bad and then you're up again.
So, true.
And then you just, you know, rinse repeat, like, you
true. So but then so those are, you know, I've found like having that support system really does help, and just having your goals plainly stated for yourself,
plainly stated, but also maybe written down somewhere. Like,
oh yeah, we could talk about that.
Yeah, because you can state goals, and this is a problem I've had like with the gym,
mm-hmm.
but you tend to try to kind of negotiate with yourself. Like, oh, you know what? Yeah. I went to the gym yesterday. I think I'm okay for today. So my favorite thing that I do, mm-hmm. I tell my goals to other people. Because now if I don't meet them, then they're like, dude, what happened?
They're holding you accountable.
Exactly.
Right.
I like that.
So, well, we can talk more about that after the break.
All right.
Because there's a few little tips and tricks to help you reach your goals.
Exactly. So let us take this quick advertisement break and we shall be right back.
Right back.
Thank you.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back.
Welcome.
Now, once again, I'm Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
So let's get straight into this, okay? We've got a few different methods, I guess we'd call them, on how to stop these bad habits. What would be the first one for you? What's the biggest one for you?
I think the biggest thing, besides the accountability, is setting small goals so that you don't, so you can meet those goals and you don't just get discouraged.
Right, that's a big one for me. Like, not for me personally, but that's a big one that I tell my friends. Because I, for those of you who don't know, I go to the gym maybe 5-6 days a week. And I've recently started training like 3 other people. And it's easy for them to be like, you know what, I'm so sore. Because those first few times in the gym, you get really sore. Then your body gets used to it over time.
Right.
But, you know, we work out like 3-4 hard days. And then that fourth day, they're like, oh, dude, I don't even, you know, like I'm done. And I'm like, no, get in here. We'll do something. We'll do like a lighter day. But the thing is, mentally, get to the gym.
Right.
You know? But it's the thing about setting smaller goals. Now, when we say that, we don't mean don't aim high for a big goal.
Exactly.
You know, we're not saying, like, limit your goal. Keep it as high as it would normally be. But instead of saying, like, instead of thinking of it in terms of in 10 years from now, I want 50 pounds of muscle on me, make it smaller. In 2 months from now, I want to lift 5 more pounds. And then 2 months after that, 5 more pounds. And then slowly that adds up. But the thing is, those are more achievable. Because now you have a 10-year mark and you have no way to gauge yourself in the middle, 5, 6, 7 years in. When really people get discouraged like 60 days in.
Exactly.
So if you set small goals
and you achieve them, it kind of like...
It keeps you motivated.
It keeps you motivated.
It's
and
like
it
adding
boosts
fuel.
You because you're like, you're feeling like, okay, I'm doing this.
Exactly. So I keep my goals really small. Like for me, it's rep by rep. I'll be, you know, holding weight, doing whatever kind of like a squat. And I just go, okay, that one, that was a little weird. Let me go lower. Okay, that one was good. And then I'll do it again. That one was good. Every little rep, keep yourself pushing. You know?
And like if your goal is just to get active, like more active, like you know that you are just like you're not active at all and you just want to incorporate that, there's little things that you can do. Like you don't necessarily have to
You don't need to jump into
at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly, and become a triathlete.
And like, you can just do simple things such as parking your car like farther away from
a
your job
store,
or like your grocery store, like the entrance to wherever it is that you're going. So you're walking a little bit farther.
Exactly.
Rather than parking straight in the front. I mean, if you have certain...
Like a disability.
Disability, like then you of course need to take care of yourself and make sure with everything, consult your doctor.
Right.
But if it's just a means of whether or not taking the elevator or the stairs, and you can take the stairs, then take the stairs.
Exactly. And you know, it's not so much a big difference. Like we won't try to lie to you saying, you know, walking the extra length of a parking lot is going to do very much. It's a mental game. You know, getting in shape and just working on your wellness overall, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual.
Right.
All of it is to some degree a mental game. You need to have the motivation to do it. And all this does is get you in the right headspace. You know, you just become conscientious of what you're doing. Let me take one less sip of this soda, one more sip of that water. Good. You just took, if even a tiny step, it's a step in the right direction.
Exactly. And that's like a little like personal goal.
Exactly.
Like a personal triumph is just little things like that. It doesn't have to be, because you don't want to set a goal that you're not, that's not realistic.
Exactly.
So if it's just simply, like for instance, like how you were saying, drinking more water.
Right.
Then there's little tweaks that you can do that, and you can add to your day that make it a little bit more achievable.
Right. So, that make it more fun for you.
Yeah. And so one thing that is really popular right now are a lot of like these glass water bottles or like hydro flasks.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
those things hydro like flasks that. Are cool.
Yeah, they're great. They're, I have a few of them, but you can get one of those bottles or like a reusable bottle. Mm-hmm. I suggest not plastic, but I mean, do whatever you need to do.
And not just that.
Anything is better.
Pauline was going to start her 30-day water challenge.
Oh, I am going to start a 30-day. So one way that you can start something like that and challenge yourself for to drink more water is buying a reusable water bottle. Mm-hmm. And if you don't drink a lot of water now, then you can just start with saying, okay, by the end of the day, I want to drink this entire bottle.
Right.
And you can do that for a few days, like a week or whatever, and then it'll get easier and easier. And then you can step up your goals and say, okay, I want to drink one full bottle.
Right.
Yeah. By the end of the work day.
Exactly.
And then one when I get home.
And a lot of people, I feel like people who tend to know and like have problems quitting things are the more like heady people that think a lot, like me. I'm one of those people.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So one thing that helps me is I just try to use a little logic. Like, you know how much money you save by buying water instead of soda? For $2, true, you can buy 2 liters of soda. For 35 cents, I can refill a gallon of water.
Yeah, and you can, a lot of places now, like they have like water,
like
I know on campuses and things like that.
Like the water refill thing, the
water
bottle
refill. Yeah, you can like those refill stations, yeah, and things like that.
It's easier, you know, on your wallet. And it's easier too because it kind of takes the guesswork out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You ever had that like weird thing where you're like, do I want light soda, dark soda?
Like no,
depending on what you're eating?
Always cherry Coke.
Oh, okay. I can't. But for me, water is simple. Like never have I been a place that doesn't have water. It's
true.
You know, it's just easier that
very
way.
Very true. And you can like if you go to Starbucks, they have like those
water cups?
Yeah, not water cups though, but like they have like just, oh my gosh, I can't think of it. Like they have like water jugs outside, like on their counters.
Oh.
So like you could actually go in, like you can ask them for a water cup, but if you have a refillable bottle, then you can just go in there and just fill it up. Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, I do it. I haven't been stopped yet.
I thought I saw your picture outside of Starbucks.
So but, like you can, because it's water, and especially during the summer, you're going to need to drink more water anyways.
Yeah.
You don't want to, you know, it's hot in a lot of these places. In Sacramento, it's so hot during the summer.
It drives me. It's hotter where I am. And it's crazy because
you can get heat stroke.
Not just that, but
get dehydrated.
Like, but again, just the mental aspect of it. People, you know, if you take anything from this podcast, listen to this. What you eat and what you drink does affect your thought process.
Mm-hmm.
If you're eating sugary foods and fatty foods, you feel lazy because your body has to work harder to break it down.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're feeling less active, and that kind of takes a toll on your motivation mentally, because if your body's not up to the task, mentally you're like, nah, I'm not feeling like it.
Right.
If you're drinking water, eating just a little bit healthier, a little bit leaner, a little bit better proportion, then you'll feel that extra energy, and that might just be the tiny little spark to kickstart you hey, you know what, let's go for a walk. You want to go for a walk?
Yeah.
And you know, and it can be such a slippery little slope. So Just start drinking a little bit of water.
Yeah, and even if it's just one little thing that you're changing, you don't have to change everything like
full
throttle right now and scare yourself.
Exactly. That's the thing, is one thing leads to another thing. Mm-hmm. That's the secret. So just try one thing. If you finish this podcast and you're thirsty, just drink some water instead of soda. That's
it. I need some water now. My mouth is getting dry.
Go get some. Start the 30-day water challenge.
My mouth is... But I think it's also because I had coffee this morning and I haven't had water at all today, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. It's actually kind of bad. It's been like a couple of hours.
Well,
I need to get a refillable water bottle.
Yeah, after this, we'll go get some water.
I need a hydro flask. I love hydro flasks. Hydro flasks are nice because then they stay cold.
I've seen that, but they're expensive.
They are, but honestly, it's worth it. I have three different bottle sizes.
Uh-huh.
So I have like one that's like, I think like 16 ounce.
Jeez, Bill Gates.
24, and then like whatever. But the thing is that they really are worth it. And
they are. I know. My ex-girlfriend had one, and mm-hmm. she'd put like water and ice in her little hydro flask. She had the really big one. Oh, and yeah. It would still have ice in it, like, the next morning.
It does. Yeah. It really does. Because I do that when I go to, like, concerts or I went to the zoo. Mm-hmm. I always talk about the zoo. I love the zoo. But when I was at the San Diego Zoo, I purposely filled up a Hydro Flask and left it in the car and then took one with me while I was, like, doing my thing throughout the day. And when at the end of the day, of course, you're always, like, really thirsty. But it was, like, so cold. It was great. And, like, the ice cubes are, like, still solid. Like, it's really good. They're worth it.
Let's throw this out there really quick. I like the idea of this. I just thought of it, okay?
What? State, I'm scared.
No, it's nothing. State, again, your Instagram handle.
Oh, my Instagram handle is at @HeyMissParker_.
Just @HeyMissParker and then the underscore symbol. Mm-hmm. Mine is all, just my name. There's no caps, no spaces or symbols. It's just MarianoAlvarez92. If you need motivation, message either one of us.
Message us.
Trust me. We've been doing this for a while, especially meal prep. It can get boring, but you learn over time different little recipes, different things you can do, different motivational tips, music, friends, you know.
And it's all about helping each other.
Exactly.
If people are trying to do the right thing and especially improve themselves, it's okay to ask.
Right. So
there's no problem
definitely
with that.
If you're feeling a little, you know, lacking in motivation, if you want tips, if you want recipes, if you want workouts, message either one of us. We'll get you right.
Yeah.
Again, we are not doctors. We just need to state this, you know, for legal purposes.
Yeah, but
we've been doing this for a while. Exactly.
We'll encourage you.
Exactly. So if you need help, we're them. We'll continue this right after a short advertisement break.
All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
And we're back.
Welcome. I missed you guys.
She's lying. She didn't miss you guys. I miss you guys, though.
Whatever. I miss you guys more than he does. I always miss you guys.
How dare you?
Yeah.
Now then, let's get into another topic because it's a hard one, quitting bad habits. And I guess lacking motivation could be a bad habit, and we got into that a little bit, too. But this one, I felt like kind of tied into that, was social wellness overall. And I know you had a lot to say about that.
Yeah, social wellness is still... I don't think people really think that you actually have to try when it comes to social wellness. You just, I think some people feel like, oh, I have a lot of friends or I have no friends and that they can't change it or
so
whatever.
That there's nothing you can do to improve that?
Okay. And that you don't, like, we believe in, like, bettering our bodies, believe in, you know, bettering, like, what we eat and all that. But how we create relationships and how we sustain those relationships, you have to work at it. And that's also a part of, like, your wellness, because your friends and your support system and
it all matters.
Your relationships, it does matter. Well, it does take a toll on you too.
I heard this quote that really got to me because it says, you are profoundly and subtly influenced most by the people that you choose to be around.
Right.
And the part that scares me is subtly, because it elaborated on that, and it was like, profoundly meaning over time you will change drastically depending on these people. But what makes it so, maybe not dangerous, but what makes it so prominent is the fact that it's subtle. The fact that you don't see this.
Yeah.
You don't realize it. So, you know, if you're around someone, for example, if I'm around my friends, and some of my friends don't work out, and they're not lazier, but they're just less motivated to do certain things that I do.
Right.
I can kind of feel it taking a toll on me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll take a few days from seeing them and I'll just be at the gym. Yeah. I reset myself.
And that's okay too.
Yeah.
It's okay to have, like, a variety of friends as long as you acknowledge, like, there's certain habits that you don't want to pick up.
Right.
But
set the healthy boundary, you know?
Yeah.
It's okay to have friends, but
good.
Right, but I'm going to see you this day, but not this day. It's totally fine because I have things to do. It's okay. You live your lifestyle, I live mine, and they're both great, you know?
Right.
But I'm not going to fall into yours because that'd be my mistake.
And so, no, that's true.
Right.
That really is true. It's
just
setting,
like,
up.
Yeah. And again, I'm not saying that those is worse. If they fell into mine, that'd be their mistake. But it's really easy to do what everyone else is doing.
Mm-hmm.
So just be weary. When you're around your friends, you could be the one to push them, you know, hey, let's go to the gym.
Right.
Yeah, that's possible.
And like building your friends, building relationships take time.
Yeah.
I think people don't like you put in time in like a romantic relationship and you put in time and effort into someone that you like if you have a crush or whatever. But people forget like you have to put that kind of effort and time into other relationships that aren't necessarily romantic,
right.
Like you're with your parents, like
especially
if you
appreciation, for, you know.
Yeah. And like if you miss someone, call them. Like if it's someone, even if you haven't spoken to them in a while, or you've never spoken to them really like too much, like if it's somebody from high school or college or something and you miss them, there's so many ways to get in touch with people now that it's almost like
there's no excuse.
There's no excuse. Like you can call them, you can text them. There's Facebook.
You know what? And that's a good point.
Twitter.
Because whenever you do that, don't you feel like you're bugging or like you're...
You do. But then at the same time, like then you'll never know what could come, especially like if it's a friend from the past and you just miss them and you guys just... you just have gone out of touch just because of life and growing.
But the point I was getting at was I always feel like I'm bugging, but it's funny because whenever someone does it to me, I feel awesome.
Yeah, you like it.
Right?
Yeah. And it's like you were thinking of me. And
exactly.
Then, and if you guys are able to, you know, you can get together, you can enjoy some time together. If not, you can just speak on the phone and just catch up. And that has to do with like wellness too, because then you feel good.
Exactly.
And you know, and you might like start reminiscing on things. And
it can change your whole attitude for
the day. Yeah. For the day. It really does. And like how you said, hearing from somebody from the past is always nice too. So, you know, both of you, you're bettering both of your day.
Yeah. What we're trying to say
by just acting out on that
is be that person to reach out, be that person to take that first step.
It takes a friend to be a friend.
Exactly. And
it does.
It's funny because for some weird reason, it's uncomfortable to do something that small.
Right.
But it's just understand what we are. We're just creatures of habit.
Mm-hmm.
All you're doing is breaking a habit. It's going to feel weird, but it is better.
Yeah. And it's okay to... I sometimes get this way, which I'm learning now not to do this, is that I feel like, oh, if I see like a group of my friends and they do something and I wasn't invited, then I'm like,
oh, you feel a little
like
left out?
I do. Yeah. But then I think to myself, I never invite other people. So like going back on like it takes a friend to be a friend. Maybe they don't know that you
wanted
to
go.
So if you invite them, you can create certain social situations for yourself and invite others. And if they come, great. If they don't, that's okay too. You know, at least now they know that you're interested in spending time with them. Like say for instance, like work friends. Now, some people are friends with their like coworkers,
right.
But it never leaves the office, which is okay.
Yeah, well, we don't know what that's
in
like.
In certain situations, that's okay. But then if you're going to go out to eat after work and there's somebody in the office or wherever, whatever it is that you do is, you know, closing with you or ending their day at the same time you are.
Oh, invite them.
Just invite them. Yeah. Like, hey, I'm going to go eat whatever. Do you want to come? And they may say no the first time because it may be awkward. They may have something to do. But then after
that's okay though. But it doesn't have to be awkward.
It initiates.
Like, right, exactly. Like
it it opens up that door.
Exactly. Even if they turn you down, they're like, man, he invited me to lunch.
Exactly. It's not necessarily them turning you down. It's just they may really have something to do.
Yeah.
And then like the next time, maybe they'll engage with you because now they know that you're interested in spending time. And sometimes just taking that first step, it's really weird. But
it can change so much. Like
it can.
Recently, there was a new person at work that a lot of the people, not that they didn't like, because they don't know this person, but they were unsure.
Okay.
Like they just got the wrong impression.
Mm-hmm.
And it was as easy for me as like, hey, you know, just talk to them. Because they weren't really chatty. So they're just
kind of
quiet. And people took that the wrong way. And I was like, well, we'll open up. Like, or open this person up. And it's not that hard. And
it's not that. Yeah. And when you're little kids, your parents always say, oh, go play. Like, go make friends.
Yeah.
Just go say hi. Or like they'll walk you over and be like, hi, this is, you know,
they open
you guys are friends. Be friends. Like, it's okay. It's awkward. But it's only as awkward as you make it.
Exactly. That's the point
and
I was trying to make.
And if it's just food, like, everybody has to eat. So eventually somebody's going to say yes.
Exactly. Well, that's the point I was trying to make was it's only awkward if you want it to be awkward.
Right.
You know, and if other people make it awkward, I cut it there. So they'll be like, that's some people don't know how to deal with the – and it's not even confrontation. It's, you know, hey, do you want to come to lunch? And they kind of do that thing where they stare around the room and they're like, sure. And they have that, like, the weirdness in their voice. And I'm like, look, doesn't need to be weird. Like, do you want to
let's just go.
Yeah,
eat.
Like, I'll just cut it right there. Like, there doesn't need to be this awkwardness. Do you want to go?
Right.
Like, you can say no. It's fine, you know?
Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, on the flip side, if you're being asked to go out to eat or invited to something, then you have to be like a yes man or a yes woman.
Yeah.
Especially if you're trying to, like, you know, build new relationships or just rebuild old relationships too. If people are inviting you to things, then you have to go, because then you'll get out there, you'll try new things, you may find, even if it's something that you're not sure about, like, as long as it's, like, not anything that you feel uncomfortable about or goes against what anything that you believe or anything. But if it's just something new and you've never tried it before,
then try
if it's like a sport or like just anything,
I know, make that a big point.
Then just go, because you never know, you might like it, and if you don't, that's fine too, but you're going to enjoy the time that you're having with that person.
And not even that, but I enjoy finding out what I don't like as much as what I do like, right?
And it's so, okay. Yeah. And that's okay. And
because now you know.
Right.
So it's okay.
And you would have never known if you wouldn't have tried it. People always say, like, try new things. Because when it comes to food, comes to activities and all of that. And if you constantly say no when people do invite you to things, they're going to stop inviting you.
Well, not just that, but you fall into the headspace of, nah. You know, instead of, oh, but.
And that's a habit too. Exactly. Saying no is a habit.
Right.
Just being.
Because it's comfortable.
Right.
You can stay in your little routine. Nothing has to change. But it could be better to just give it a shot.
Yeah.
And I've had instances where I say yes. And like what we ended up doing, I thought wasn't worth it. But I learned little things or had fun like along the way.
Right. So or just enjoying that person.
Exactly.
And if you guys are friends and it's just like one of those things, like, I'm never doing this again, they'll just appreciate the fact that
you did it
were
the
willing
time.
To put yourself out and like, okay, you don't like it, it's fine. And that's okay too. Like that's healthy too, to just be like, I did not like that.
Exactly. And it's a win-win because it gives you a chance to kind of build up your boundary, because if they don't appreciate it, then you can let them know, hey, look, I did this, I didn't like it, sorry, but I gave it a shot. Like, if you don't appreciate that, then that's on you.
Yeah, you know? True.
Again, it's everything is double-sided, so.
And that does have to do, like, and then that'll just help you build new friends. And if people know that you're not always going to turn them down and that you're willing to try things, even if you've never tried it, then that gives them a time for you to learn something new, like, whether it's, like, a cultural thing or they can teach you something, and then they, like how you said, they would just appreciate it, and it just makes somebody, I would like it if somebody, even if they told me, I've never done this before and I'm nervous to do it, but I'm willing to do it because you asked me.
Exactly.
Then, you know, I really do appreciate that, and I may not even make you do it because I'm like, okay, it's not that big of a deal. We can do something different.
But I appreciate the
the effort, and it shows me that you are trying to build our relationship even if you are nervous or whatever.
That's fine. It's okay to be nervous.
Yeah.
But it's important to push.
Exactly. And just to try, because who knows? I've tried things that I've never thought that I would do, and I love it. So.
Exactly.
And it's fun.
Like Tinder.
Yeah. No, I'm not. Okay. Tinder, I'm not trying.
Well, thanks, guys.
Yeah. Social.
Let's wrap this up here. So remember, if you need help quitting bad habits, come to someone. Come to us. Come to anyone else.
Yeah, there's a lot of things online.
There's so many, and all of it's free.
Ask your doctor.
Yeah, YouTube it. There's so many things
you
can do.
I think a lot of people are afraid to ask their doctor things, but it's really not that big of a deal. And your doctor can point you, of course, in the best direction for yourself. Yeah, it's not. Ask your doctor. Ask a friend. If you have a friend that's really fit, ask them. A lot of times people who are healthy and live an active lifestyle,
they're really
enjoy
nice.
Sharing that.
Exactly.
You know, and they love it, so they enjoy sharing it.
And people have that stigma of like the buff kind of D-bag. No, a lot of people at the gym tend to be really nice. Just talk to them. Just ask them.
And that has to do with social wellness.
Exactly.
Putting yourself out there and saying yes.
See how I was segueing into that. I was real smooth about it. Yeah, so be a yes person. It's all right. You know, just try something. It's okay.
Try it.
If you don't like it, you don't have to do it again.
Oh, yeah. Let us know how it goes, though. If you do try something this weekend or in the upcoming days and you've tried something or you asked somebody, let us know. You can hit us up on Facebook, Golden State Media Podcast, or you can hit us up on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at @HeyMissParker_.
I'm at @MarianoAlvarez92. And then there's the Golden State Media Concepts for all those platforms. And don't forget to check us out on iTunes,
SoundCloud. Google Play. Sorry. Okay. I spoke over him.
It's all right. and GSMCpodcast.com.
#Pollyanno.
#Pollyanno.
Have a good weekend, guys.
Have a good weekend, guys. We will see you or talk to you next time.
Yes.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.